Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and this interview was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For the latest news and terms and conditions, go to ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and I'm here with Kevin Sutherland. How are you, Kevin?
Not bad, Chris. And yourself?
Not too bad. You're the viticulturist and the winemaker at Blue Bar Vineyards.
I am, yes.
So you're overseeing a large expansion there at the moment.
We are at the moment, yeah. We're currently at Bluebell, 6 hectares in production, but we're planting a further 17 hectares, which we started yesterday.
Yep. So why are you here drinking wine at the English Wine Trade Tasting?
Got a day off sometime, you know.
I actually saw a couple of years ago, we went down and saw Rathvinny get their first wines in the ground with the, I had a chat to the guy who was planting it, and
Mark
he's got
Driver,
GPS.
Yes.
No, not Mark, but the actual guy who was doing the work.
Ernst Weiss.
Yes. Yeah, the German fellow.
I know him
does
quite well.
A bit of stuff in Portugal and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a look at all his GPS systems and all that sort of stuff. Quite flash bits of kit, really, when you're planting
yes,
vineyards.
Yeah. Well, we're planting our own at the moment. Not quite as flash as that. The tractor is GPS, so we can obtain a nice straight line, and the vines get in the ground. So we're happy with that. It can take us a little bit longer, but at the moment we were okay for time. And the vines, which were delivered last week, are in cold store, so
yep.
They're not the buds on those are not swelling.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll get them in the ground.
We get them in the ground. That's good. Now, one of the things about Bluebell is they're not that far from Plumpton College. You're an ex-Plumpton man yourself.
Yes.
Are you still at Plumpton?
No, I left there, I think, about 2.5, maybe 3 years ago now.
Okay.
I was a vineyard manager and instructor for 12 years.
So the what? Sorry, the vineyard manager?
Vineyard manager and instructor.
Yep.
Looking after the college's 3 sites.
Mm-hmm.
And also taught the first year students on the viticulture and enology course.
Yep.
I taught them vineyard practical skills, tractor driving, and so forth.
Oh, I've got a question for you. Since you know, I've got a vine in my back garden.
Yeah.
I got one vine, but we lowered our patio,
mm-hmm.
and as a result, the vine now is on mound of earth.
Yes.
And I've been slowly etching away the roots and hoping that what will happen is the roots will go deeper and deeper, and they'll just harden off if I do it slowly enough. Now I did it last year. And I got it down a good couple of inches into the root. And then my father-in-law said, "Your vine's dead. You've ruined it. You've killed it." But it's growing
it's
now. I've got bud burst.
Okay.
I got bud burst. And I just edged up a wee bit more of the root ball this just recently.
Yeah.
Am I crazy? Am I going to get my vine going down lower or am I just going to kill it?
The roots would or should go lower down. Is your vine grafted?
I don't know. It's I bought it, so I'd imagine it is. On top, it's an Alexandra de Muscat,
mm-hmm.
and it ripens quite nicely. It has, you know, right nice fruit in the end.
The only reason why I ask is that if you expose too much of what potentially is the rootstock, you may end up with the rootstock itself growing as well as the
No. It'll be fine. It's got to go quite tall. And
okay.
I won't let any scions get away that low down.
Any rootstocks from developing?
No.
Okay, then, yeah, you potentially could be okay, but I'd be quite wary of exposing too many roots too quickly, too early sort of thing.
Yeah. I've got about another 4 inches to get it down, I think, all up.
Year by year.
And I'm working about an inch and a half a year, and I figure that'll be enough. I did get a lot of the finer hairs.
You get all the very fibrous...
on the roots. This time, and I was like, "Oh, I got a bit nervous."
Yeah,
then.
And be careful of those because they are very important. They extract a lot of nutrients out of the soil. So
yeah, you don't want to strip too many of them out. But
so
I've got a chance of getting it down.
You have a chance.
Okay, I think it'll look quite nicely with gnarled roots sticking out of the ground in the end.
Could do, yeah.
I'm hoping anyway, but I'm a bit worried I'm going to kill it.
I'm not.
Yeah, anyway, let's get back to Plumpton.
Yeah.
There you go. If anybody needs to lower the height of their roots, it's probably better just to pull it out and replant it, to be
probably,
honest.
Probably, yeah.
don't worry about that. Okay, so let's talk a wee bit about Plumpton, et cetera. And because you're so close to Plumpton, a lot of the wineries use students from Plumpton for jobs.
Yes.
I presume it's part of the course requirements, is it?
Students come around and looking for summertime work or work experience. Yes, they do.
Yeah. What sort of work do you get as a student, you know, if you're a Plumpton student?
A lot of students come out with expectations, hoping that they can jump straight in and drive a tractor or do some of that. But
oh, no, I would have been thinking I'd be doing the classic cuvée blend, not
first
vineyard
or winery. I dare say a lot of them will come out to a vineyard, and if they're given a job, they'll be given something very mundane, boring to do. And so they work their way up the work ladder sort of thing.
Yep.
And it may seem very boring, mundane, but it's all important work for the vines.
It's about orientation as well.
Yeah. You know, these vines need all these operations doing to them to ensure a good crop.
What sort of boring, mundane work?
At the moment, or coming up shortly in the next, say, 3 weeks, would be bud rubbing.
Which is
the removal of all the unwanted shoots down the trunk. That's very backbreaking work.
Yeah.
It's a job you really only want to do once. You do a poor job of it first time around, you have to go back and do it again.
So I did some winter pruning once. That's got to be worse.
And no, winter pruning is good, actually. Don't mind that.
It's when you can't feel your feet and up. Your hands.
Wear more socks.
Christchurch winter.
Other jobs would be shoot thinning on the crown and on the cordons or the arms.
Yep.
Tucking in is an everyday job throughout the whole every week.
That's when you've got vines, you get them under the wires.
You tuck them in between the vertical, between the wires, which run horizontal, but you want the canopy to go vertical.
Yep.
And then you have shoot positioning, making sure all the shoots are in their own individual space where possible. As the fruit starts to develop, you then look to remove laterals. And at some point, in say from early August onwards, you may consider doing leaf removal to open up the fruit zone to allow more sunlight in onto the fruit.
How important is it for the fruit to get sunlight as opposed to the leaves? Because the leaves generate the sugars.
They do to a degree, but it's important to remember that the leaves that are within the fruit zone are towards mid-August starting to shut down or becoming more redundant. And it's the leaves in the midsection, just above the fruit zone, that produce a lot more of the sugars when the fruit starts to ripen. It's not the very tips either, because the very top tips of the vines
are growing
and they're using up energy.
Okay.
Whereas the leaves in the middle are fully developed and they're creating energy, particularly sugars, to help ripen the fruit at a later date. So you need to make sure you expose enough fruit.
Oh, so you're not really exposing the fruit to get the sunlight, you're exposing the fruit to get rid of the, well, for
disease issues. Sunlight penetration to help dry the fruit out.
Yep.
I mean, we have quite wet mornings in the autumn. So it's to help dry the fruit out. And also for those who use chemicals as a protectant against diseases, to allow good spray penetration into the bunches to curb botrytis.
The reason I ask, here's my vine again.
My vine again.
My vine again is on a north wall.
Okay.
Well, not quite north, but it's sort of north east.
Quite shaded wall. A bit all the time.
It's quite, the fruit zone is completely shaded the whole time, but it gets the main leaf area gets above the wall. So it gets all-day sunlight, and I've had no problems when I have had fruit ripening that fruit
but
up.
The reason why, because the leaves that are that time of year exposed to the sunlight are healthy and producing sugars to ripen the fruit.
Yeah. So, but the fruit itself gets hardly any light itself, and it's been fairly clean fruit.
The fruit itself, when it comes to ripen, doesn't necessarily need sunlight on it to produce sugars. They will produce some sugars themselves in the fruit. But a lot of the sugars are produced in the leaves.
What about the tannins and bitterness? Do they need...
That comes through the phenolic ripeness of the fruit itself.
That's right. And does that need light for the phenolic ripeness?
To a degree it does, but also it just needs a lot more production of sugars coming in and ripening, to help ripen the fruit greater. Mm-hmm. Yes, if the fruit is exposed to the sunlight, then it will help with the tannins and the acidity as well. But
if you've got sugars coming into the fruit, it's all right?
To a degree, yes.
To a degree. It's a white wine, white grape anyway.
That's fine. What sort of flavours are you looking for?
Something I can eat.
Fair enough. <then.
laughs> We haven't had a lot of fruit off my vine. 1 year we had a couple of bunches. I suppose we get a couple of bunches each year. Just on that, this is like viticulture for idiots here. If you've got a vine at home, this is your chance. At the moment, I've got a lot of buds coming through. How many buds should I...
Whereabouts?
I've got two canes.
Okay.
One on each side. And one side's probably got about 4 or 5 buds, and the other one's probably got about 8.
How old's your vine?
It is probably about 6 years old, but it's been harassed, as I said earlier, about being the roots.
So you've got a total of about 10, 12 buds?
Probably a bit more than that, but yeah.
Okay.
Not much more than that, but yeah.
And the vine's grown quite vigorously in the past.
Yeah, it's been all right.
So that number of buds should be quite suitable. In commercial vineyards, particularly at Bluebell, we prune to 2 canes of 12 buds each. So we've got 24 buds vines.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And that should give you 24 bunches.
Theoretically, 24 shoots.
24 shoots, yeah.
And therefore, theoretically, the minimum, hopefully, of 24 bunches of fruit. But some shoots will not produce bunches. Some shoots will produce 2 or 3 bunches.
Yeah.
But theoretically, we could end up with 12 or 24.
That's quite a high crop, though.
Well, yes. But you need to, well, not necessarily, you need to consider the variety and the eventual bunch size.
Mm-hmm.
Bunch sizes in the UK for, say, Chardonnay, you may only get up to about 150 grams per bunch.
Yeah, okay.
So if you've got 10 bunches, it's 1.5 kilos. Not quite 2 bottles, but...
yeah.
And if you've got, you know, more bunches, then effectively you hopefully get more wine
off it.
But once the winemaking process has been done and dusted.
Let's get back to the Plumpton. So the students come out of Plumpton, they're looking for a lot of holiday work. But what did you enjoy doing at Plumpton? What was your sort of highlights there?
I love being in the vineyard.
Yeah. You've got a nice tan.
Oh, yeah, always. Yeah, I'm getting
it. That's summer. It's the beginning of summer. So what's going on there? You're a man with a UV light at home, haven't you? You sit under it each day going, oh, got to get my sugars ripened.
Yeah, exactly. The students will come out and...
Now, what's your favourite thing?
Oh, sorry, my favourite thing.
You like the vineyard?
Yeah, I prefer being... I love being in the vineyard when I was at the college. Just teaching the students all the different practices, maintenance of the vineyard itself. And I still enjoy it now. Although I'm the winemaker Blue Belt, I still love seeing the beginning of bud burst now, right through the growing season, seeing the harvest. The winemaking, right through to the finishing process of riddling, disgorging, labelling it, and then drinking it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's a good satisfying feeling and to know that you have had your hands and sometimes feet in that process from bud to bottle.
Yep. What about at Plumpton? Are you guys doing, when you were there anyway, doing any vineyard trials?
There are always students doing some sort of trials, whether it be within the winery or...
Has anything really useful come out of those trials?
This year, I'm not there now, but I do hear on the grapevine that, there are some very good trials being undertaken at the moment.
On what?
I know there was one done on a trial done to determine what last year's floral initiation was like. A student did that, he came to Bluebell, took a load of cuttings, propagated them over the winter time, and then got an average mean of what bunches of fruit would be per shoot. And there are other trials to do with density, exposure, sun exposure under the fruit, and so forth. But yeah.
Okay. And I went out to Wales recently. Have you ever?
I've been there, but not to any vineyards.
I went to Anchor Hill Vineyards.
Okay, I have heard of them. Yeah,
they did quite well. And they've got some okay wines, actually. Not all of them are great, but some of them were pretty decent. I was quite impressed. But they're right, they're almost English, really.
Yeah.
They're right on the boundary. Oh, I don't know them. I didn't say that.
Of course not. Nobody heard that.
But they were growing Albarino. Well, they're just planting Albarino. Yes. Have you heard of anybody else?
I know of it, but not in the UK.
Galithia, it's going in New Zealand and Marlborough.
Yes, that I had heard of, yeah.
But they've planted some Albarino, so you
haven't... That'd be interesting to follow in the next few years.
Yeah, I've heard Riesling's been planted as well some places.
Yes, and I know the college has put some Riesling in, and I know Raffini have put Riesling in.
Oh, have they? They didn't say that. I thought it was Denby's.
I think they're going to if they haven't already yet.
Yeah, okay. What's the funniest grape varieties you've seen in the college or around the grapevine, so to speak?
Well, the college itself has a little patch of vines called the varietal patch, and there are about, I think, from memory, about 35 different varieties in there. A lot of them originate from Germany, and you can still see quite a few of them around at the moment. Particularly in Germany. And there's still quite a few vineyards in the UK that are growing these varieties too. So I've heard of some new ones being coming out for release if not this year, next year. For the life of me, the name eludes me.
Plumpton's obviously would have just had their big makeover of their wine facilities when you were leaving. Is that right? They had a new...
One phase had started, had been completed, which was the winery and the lab and all that. And when I left, there were new plans to develop a much larger research lab. I think storage facilities, upgrade the computer room and so forth upstairs.
I know a couple of my team are doing courses at Plumpton at the moment, okay, actually. Yeah. One of them studying to be a winemaker at the moment. What courses do you recommend? You know, you're not trying to sell things now. You're out of it. Although, obviously, if you're sleeping too much, you probably find you don't get invited back for drinks. But what do you think is probably the best courses? And obviously, you're going to say the viticultural course, but you're not running it.
College.
Yeah. No, if you want, don't necessarily want to be a winemaker, maybe you want to know a lot about winemaking and viticulture. But
There are many other courses. It's an agricultural college, so there's farming courses there.
No, we're talking about wine here.
Oh, wine.
I don't care about horses.
There's part-time courses you can come and do one day a month for about 7 months, I think it is, which is the introduction of principles of wine growing or principles of winemaking. They're very good for the amateur to come in and gain a bit more knowledge, or for somebody who considering to plant a vineyard. There are more intensive courses that potential students can come in and do as well. Again, viticultural winemaking. There are some excellent wine tasting courses there to do with WCT and some there's a wide range of courses there.
Okay then, I think we're going to wrap it up there, Kevin.
Okay,
thank you very much, mate.